producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning, and it's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Paul Parent. Now get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook, because it's time to solve your garden problems. To join the Paul Parent Garden Club, all you have to do is call this toll-free number, 1-855-660-4261. That's 1-855-660-4261. And now, your host, Paul Parent.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them blue for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family. About 2 weeks ago, maybe a little bit longer, we had several calls from people that were having problems with a woodpecker. And the woodpecker was causing damage to the house. And I have the same problem. And I got an email later on in the day from a listener who had that same problem. And he gave me an idea, and I tried it, and the woodpeckers have absolutely stopped coming to the house to create damage. What he told me to do, he said, go to a toy store. So I went to Toys R Us. I bought a rubber snake about 12 to 15 inches in length. Actually bought two of them and put up the ladder up against the house where the woodpeckers were making holes, and took a nail and I nailed the snake to the side of the house in its curled pattern. And then took the second snake and nailed it on the other side of the house where it was beginning. And you know what? Since I did that, the woodpeckers have not come back to the house to create damage. So it's just an inexpensive rubber snake, about 12 to 15, 18 inches long. And I put a nail in the head and a nail about three quarters away down the body, nailed it to that particular area, and the woodpeckers have not come back. So if you have that problem or you have a neighbor that does, pass out that information. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Helen from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about a soil test she had recently.
Helen, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Thank you, and the same to you, Paul.
Thank you.
I have a quick question about a soil test I had and the recommendation. Okay. They recommended that I put 5 pounds of sulfur and 10 pounds of potassium sulfate. But I'm not sure what products to use to put those into my garden, and I don't know whether to do it now or wait until the spring.
Okay. Well, if the weather stays like this, you could do it now. And okay, what I would do is I would just spread the two products over the garden, take a garden rake, and just lightly scratch it into the soil, and then when the rain comes, it will wash it in. And then in the spring, when you till, you'll blend it in, and that will solve the problem. You should be able to find both of those products at either a feed and grain store like Agway or a store like that, and some of the larger garden centers.
Oh, is that how it's sold? It just says sulfur?
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. I was thinking it was something like, you know how when you want to put like grain sand down? I was thinking it was something like that.
Yeah, it would come in like a 5-pound bag or a 10-pound bag. What did they recommend? How many pounds?
They said 5 pounds of sulfur and 10 pounds of potassium sulfate.
Okay, then go to a feed and grain store that's, you know, has a garden center as part of the business. And or some of the larger nurseries, some of them have put product like that away right now because of the Christmas holiday, but they may be able to get to it fairly easy, and then you can put it on in the fall. If you can't find it, wait until spring, and then you can put it down. But I think a feed and grain store may be your best bet.
Okay. Yeah, and it says if you need more than 6 pounds, it should be split over a 40 to a 60 day period. So I would put a little down now and some down in a couple of months if the ground is not covered with snow, but otherwise wait until spring to put the rest of it down.
Yeah, what you could do is you could put half of it down now and the other half in late March, early April, before you get ready to plant.
Okay. And, can I put this down organically? Would these be organic products?
Yeah, these are raw materials from the ground. They're not man-made products.
Okay. Oh, well, that's good. And one other quick question is, my daughter has a rabbit, and when she cleans out the cage, she'll put the wood chips into my garden, but I don't know if that's a good idea because I think it's going to take out something. I can't remember what, like nitrogen or something. Should I have her put them someplace else?
What I would have her do is if she's using fresh wood shavings, which they do for rabbits, because we had rabbits for a while, until the two males that we bought ended up with like 25 rabbits.
Lucky you.
Oh, I'll tell you, what a nightmare. We bought two rabbits and we said, we want two males or two females. We don't want to have any more. And 6 months later, there was a big pile of fuzz in the bottom of the cage.
Oh, my goodness.
And there was 8 babies. So we left them in there for a while, and then I bought 2 more cages, and we put them in there, and come to find out that as soon as the female has the bunnies, the male will mate again. And we had bunnies coming out of our ears. We finally found a farmer who wanted them, and we brought all the bunnies over. It was incredible. It wasn't stopping. Take those shavings with the rabbit pellets.
Yep.
And put it in a pile, and you want to compost it.
Okay.
And give it a chance to break down, because you're right. In the process of that shaved wood, it will steal the nitrogen out of your soil, and that will slow the general growth of your garden.
Mm-hmm.
And what we did is we had a good pile because we had a lot of rabbits.
Sounds like it.
And we had some leftover lawn food that I didn't use up. And every time I would clean out the cage, I would take maybe like a half a handful of lawn fertilizer, shake it like I'm putting rock salt on ice, and then blend it. And
okay.
It helped it helped to speed the rotting process. I also added a little bit of compost to it.
Mm-hmm.
And I had some cow manure, and I blended it with that, and it worked absolutely beautiful.
Oh, great. Okay. Super. Well, thank you so much, Paul, and have a wonderful Christmas.
You have a wonderful Christmas, too. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It's 855-660-4261. I was talking with Paul Largue of Largue Travel about our trip to Cuba this week. And he was telling me that he has a woman and a man that are looking for a roommate. And if you would like to join us and you're willing to share the hotel room, this is an opportunity for you to save $800 instead of buying a single room for yourself. After all, you're only in there to sleep. So if you'd like to join us, the number to call is 800-322-9481. 800-322-9481. Cuba is going to be incredible. You've got to go now before the changes come, and it looks like Miami.
If I had to eat nothing but rice for 3 months, I would not go without my Green Prince.
When I read Green Prince, I laugh so hard, tears stream down my face.
I love, love, love the magazine. I really can't be without Green Prince.
What is Green Prince? I'm Pat Stone, editor of Green Prince, the award-winning best small garden magazine in the country. Green Prince is the one and only Weeder's Digest. Only Green Prince shares the humor and heart of gardening in wonderful stories and beautiful art. It's the personal garden magazine and the best gardener's holiday gift. Green Prince is so unique, it's hard to sum up in an ad. Check us out at greenprince.com. That's greenprince.com. Like thumbprints, only green. Mention Paul Parent in the comment box when you subscribe, and I'll give you an extra free issue.
When I stumbled in the driveway, my nose stuck in your magazine, I knew that I too was hooked.
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and they will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972, 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
And Merry Christmas to all of you listening in this morning. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Dolores from Maine, and she's got a question about her cherry trees.
Dolores, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you and your family. I have a curiosity question. They're not my cherry trees, even though I would like that. But the cherry trees in Washington, D.C. are in blossom.
Right.
But what's going to happen to their regular blossom season and their fruit? Because it's going to get colder there.
Right, right. The weather along the whole East Coast has been well above normal. And I saw on the news, like you, that some of the cherry blossom trees are beginning to show color. Some of them a lot of color, depending on how they are planted. If they're in a grouping of evergreen trees that tends to hold the heat, in some cases the trees are in full bloom right now.
Yeah, and that's what I saw. That's not normal, is it?
No.
No, it's supposed to be spring. No. So what happens to the fruit?
So what's going to happen is if the bees do pollinate, then what's going to happen when the weather gets cold, the fruit will be killed by the cold weather. And the only thing that we have to be really concerned about is a cherry tree, like a lot of fruit trees, when they finish producing the blossoms, then what happens is they begin to make the new growth. And we're hoping that the weather will cool off so that, yes, you will not have a cherry blossom festival or very limited in Washington, D.C. for next year, but at least you won't lose the buds that make the new growth. So it's, you know, you've got a 50-50 chance right now. But let's hope that things cool off in Washington so that there is no more damage to those trees.
Yeah, I was just curious because it seemed kind of out of place.
Yeah, it's been a really weird winter. I mean, here in Maine, most of the ski areas are closed. And if they try and make snow, how do they keep it when it's 40-plus degrees? So it's been a real rough season, and plants are really, really confused, like in Washington, D.C., where the fruit trees are showing color.
Yeah, my chives grew.
Yep, and I was looking at my garlic in the garden, and it's up about 6 inches, and I got it planted late. That will not be a problem because the garlic will die back to the ground when it does freeze, and it will come back next year like crazy. So it's producing a bigger than normal root, which in the long run could give us a larger bulb, and we'll have more garlic next year because we've had such a warm fall and early winter season.
I woke up this morning to a coating of snow, but that's all it is a coating.
Yep. Yeah, and last year at this time we had 3 feet.
Yep. I know, I saw that. Okay, well, you have a good holiday, and
you have a wonderful Christmas season, and thank you so much for giving us the call.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Our phone number is 855-660-4261. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Christine from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about her calla lilies.
Christine, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you and your family, too.
Thank you.
Yeah, I bought 2 beautiful calla lily plants, red and white, for Christmas. Mm-hmm. They're my favorite plant. I bought calla lilies, I don't want to say a million times, at least 50 times, and I can't get them to come back after they do whatever, you know, after they flower.
Okay. We're coming up on the break, Christine. Why don't you hang tight, and when we come back, I'll tell you what to do to get them to flower again.
Okay.
Because calla lilies is my wife's favorite plant, and her name is Christine.
Oh, how about that?
Hi, this is Paul Parent. My family and I are making Christmas wreaths and centerpieces again this year, celebrating our 25th anniversary. All wreaths are made in Maine of fresh-picked balsam fir and other natural greens and decorated with cones, berries, pods, and other holiday decorations. I hand-make all bows of waterproof red velvet ribbon. They are double-sided, not single-sided like other companies. That's twice as much fresh greens on each wreath, and they will not scratch your door. Look at www.paulparent.com to see what we have to offer. We ship from November 24th to December 22nd and enclose a gift card with your special message. Or call us at 207-985-6972, 207-985-6972, 8 to 6 Monday through Friday, and Sunday from 10 to 6.
As your body ages, there's a 10% decline in your ability to repair each passing decade after the age 28. By age 40, your ability to repair from demanding manual labor, exercise, or a stressful desk job has declined by 12%. By using One World Way, you supercharge your body's ability to repair and eliminate inflammation. Our unique frequency-encoded whey protein, coupled with our high-quality whey, improves your cell's ability to make protein, which is to say, repair itself.
My name is Jonathan Wright, and I'm 40 years old. I recently went from a desk job to a manual labor job. Normally, I'm worn out. With Energy Enhanced One World Whey, I now recover so quickly that I can perform very hard work all day long. I use Energy Enhanced One World Whey for breakfast and lunch, and I experience less hunger throughout the day. I have a 30% increase in energy, and I just feel better. I plan to make Energy Enhanced One World Whey a permanent part of my lifestyle.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and yours. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Debbie from Maine. She's got a question about a tree she's got. She's not sure if it's a pear or an apple tree.
Okay. Debbie, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Tell me what the shape of the tree is.
Well, I started it from a seed, and I took pear and apple seeds, and I put them in a wet paper towel in a plastic bag in the refrigerator, and they sprouted after a few months. So I planted them, and that whole batch, there were about seven of them. They got to a certain point, and then they died away one by one, and then I tried it again. So then I had a few more. I can't remember how many, but this one has grown to be about 4 inches tall, still going, but the leaves now are starting to dry up. So I don't know if I'm going to be able to save it, or is this a natural okay. thing that it's doing, or is it going to die like all the rest of them?
Okay. Now, are you keeping it inside your home, or is it in your garage or tool shed?
Nope, it's inside.
Okay. The tree has to go dormant for the winter.
Okay.
So as long as the branches, when you look at them and you feel them, they're rounded, they're not wrinkled or shriveled, Nope. Then the plant is going to be okay. Okay?
Okay, but it's so little that I was afraid that if I put it out there, it would just freeze up and die.
Yeah, but see, if you leave it in the house, it doesn't get a chance to rest.
Okay.
So if you put it in your garage, if you've got a table or a tool chest in there, or you can put it right on the floor where it's going to be out of the way and won't get disturbed, but someplace where it's not going to get kicked over and broken.
I only have a shed.
Okay, then put it inside.
In there.
Put it inside the tool shed. And if you want to give it a little bit of protection, get a small cardboard box, put your container, which is seedling, in it, and then fill the rest of the container with newspaper, crumpled newspaper, and then cover the box and just put it in your tool shed. And the crumpled newspaper and the cardboard box will give it added protection. But it's got to get cold to go through the normal growing cycle.
Okay. And so do I give it a drink before I do that?
Give it a good drink before you do that. Put it in the tool shed and put it right on the floor where it's going to stay the coldest, because heat rises and the cold stays right on the floor of your tool shed. And then in March, you can take it out and give it a good drink, put it on your windowsill. It will start to leaf out. And then once it does that, put it in a larger container. Grow it on your deck, porch, or patio for a year till it gets to be about a foot tall.
Mm-hmm.
And do the same process next year. And once it gets to be a foot tall, then you can plant it in your yard.
Really?
Yep.
Okay. Do you think it will ever bear fruit?
Oh, sure.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
How do you think Johnny Appleseed planted all those seeds all over the country?
I know, but the fruit today, you wonder if it's hybrid or... You know, if
yeah.
it will actually bear fruit the way that it comes from the apple.
The thing that's going to happen, if it's a hybrid and you save the seed will either be the mother or the father. So whatever two apples they cross to make the apple that you purchased, the seed will be either one of the two pollinators that they crossed to give you the apple that you bought. So you won't have any idea till the tree gets to be about 6 or 7 feet tall and actually does begin to produce fruit what the apple will be.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
You've got a mystery, and you're going to have a lot of fun in the years ahead.
And I have some more seeds in the refrigerator waiting for them mm-hmm. to sprout.
Yeah, you can do that. In fact, I was earlier in the program, when I went food shopping this week, I bought some chestnuts that you would cook, you know, chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Yes.
And I bought the biggest and the fattest chestnuts I could get. And I took a 1 gallon pot, I filled it with soil, put the chestnut in, gave it a good drink, and put it in my tool shed. And in the spring, that chestnut is going to root. And I'll keep it on my back deck where I can keep a close eye on it and water it and feed it. And in a couple of years, I'll plant it in my yard.
Mm-hmm.
And in 5 or 6 years, I'll have some chestnuts that I can pick myself.
Well, good.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. And you have a wonderful Christmas season. Thank you. Bye-bye now. Our phone number is toll-free. It is 855-660-4261. I know the weather has been warm. And a lot of you are saying, well, it's not going to snow this year. Well, you're in for a surprise. It's going to snow sooner or later. And you've got to be ready. So make sure that the shovel is out. If it's a metal shovel, get some PAM. Get your snow blower working. And I would run it just for 5 minutes every week just to make sure. Put a gas preservative in your fuel tank and get some ice melt. Now, Natural Alternative has got the most wonderful ice melt product available today. It's safe for your pet, so that if you use rock salt, for example, and your dog goes out and he gets the rock salt in between the pads of his feet, that rock salt will heat up to 150 degrees, and that's why he's licking his paws, because the rock salt is burning his feet. Won't happen with Natural Alternative Ice Melt. It's natural. It's not toxic. It's biodegradable, so that it will not hurt your lawn, your perennials, your trees, or your shrubs. It will never leave a greasy residue like rock salt does. It melts ice faster than rock salt and longer. It works to 16 below zero. And, for example, if you bought a 50-pound bag of rock salt, it will cover 5,000 square feet. If you bought a 50-pound bag of ice melt by Natural Alternative, it will cover over 12,500 square feet. So you use a lot less, and it ends up costing you a lot less money. Now, if you go to their website, it's icemelter.com. In the corner, it will say product code. You write Paul Parent Garden Club or PPGC, and they will ship it to you for free and give you a 10% discount. If you want to do it faster, tomorrow morning, call them. The number is 888-546-5941. That's 888-546-5941. And Dee, who is on a radio with us to talk about the product, will answer the phone. And she'll schedule it to be shipped to you, and you'll receive it by the end of the week. And they have a 5-pound, a 15, a 20, and a 50-pound bag. So it just depends on what you have. It's great if you have an office building, because you won't get that white coloration all over the floor and have to wash it. But the main thing is, if you're an organic gardener for your garden and for your lawns, then go organic to take care of the ice and snow this year. And the other thing is, unlike rock salt, it will not hurt your concrete or your wood decking. And that could be very, very costly. Now, we've talked about some of the Christmas plants, and two plants that make a good gift is the Christmas cherry. And this is a plant that produces white blossoms and a kind of an orangey red fruit about the size of a cherry. and it's in color right now. And you can find it at a greenhouse or a garden center. And it really is a pretty, pretty plant. And when the fruit falls, probably a month or two from now, you just prune it back a little bit, repot it. It will double its size, and next year it will fruit all over again for you. If you want something small, like a little hostess gift, how about the ornamental peppers? And these are miniature peppers grown in like a 4-inch or a 6-inch pot, and they produce multicolored fruit. So they'll have a white blossom, and then they produce a pepper. And the peppers are usually about the size of a ballpoint pen, about 2 to 3 inches long. And you'll have purples and red and yellow and orange. And they are absolutely gorgeous. They're easy to take care of, no insect problems. And they'll last well into February. And the fruit will dry. And if you want to cook with it, you can. But it's very hot. So if you like spice, this ornamental pepper is something that you can enjoy the fruit and the flowers. And then when the fruit begin to shrivel, then you can cut it up and use it to spice up some of your cooking that you may be doing. Give us a call, 855.
If mice, chipmunks, and squirrels are getting into your tool shed, camper, trailer, or storage unit, then drive them out with Mouse Magic. Mouse Magic from Bonide is not a poison and will not hurt your pets or children. It's a patented bag filled with a strong peppermint and spearmint fragrance. Rodents cannot tolerate the smell. They will move out and keep out for 30 days. Use Mouse Magic now and they will find another place to live for the winter. That's Mouse Magic from Bonide. If you plant a new broadleaf evergreens this year, roses or hydrangeas, protect them with Wiltstop this winter. Wiltstop will seal the moisture in the stems, branches, and leaves, preventing dehydration during our cold and windy winters. Bonide Wiltstop will also keep your cut holiday greens fresh longer. Just miss your wreaths, roping, centerpieces, and yes, the Christmas tree. Less needle drop, better color, and freshness. That's Bonide Wiltstop. A garden is a friend that you can visit at any time. Gardens require planning and cultivation, and they will yield beauty and joy. This winter, plan out your garden with the new Garden Journal. This is a 3-year journal that has space to record problems like insects, diseases, weather, and new plants. Record what you did to solve the problem and what you used. Also, space to list the plants that you want to try in your garden this year. Lots of graph paper and plant labels included. Go to www.paulparent.com to see the Garden Journal. It will make a great present for your family, friends, birthdays, new homes, or even for yourself. Go to www.paulparent.com and check it out. The cost is $29.95, shipped to you or a friend. I will also autograph it if you want. That's www.paulparent.com, the Garden Journal. It will tell you about last year's problems and help you to prevent them before they begin this year.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call
call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves, it's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance, and more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas for you and your family this year. Daniel, who's up next? Okay. Charles, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, sir. How you doing?
Good.
I got a problem or a question about a perennial. I've had it for a couple of years. It's in my garden. It's the springtime Shasta daisy. The variety is the Bright Side. And it's about, I would say 3 feet tall, and it's white daisies. And I have it's listed as a perennial, but I have a devil of a time trying to get them to come back the second year.
Yep. Yeah. The best thing for you to do, Charles, right now, get some pine needles, some shredded leaves.
Right.
Grass clippings, even some bark mulch. And where the plants are in your garden, make a mound about 3 inches tall, like a big mushroom cap around it, and
right.
That will help to insulate the root system.
Okay. I shred tons of leaves in the fall. I use them for my compost pile. So that's mm-hmm. no problem. Like, I can do that. You know, can I do that now?
Oh, yeah, definitely do it now. The weather is good. It will help to hold the heat in the ground. And then when it does freeze, if the weather bounces back and forth to cold and hot and cold and hot,
right.
The mulch that you put on top of the Shasta will thaw, but the ground will stay frozen.
Right.
And that will prevent the roots from having damage on them.
Okay. Well, I'll give that a try. Thank you very, very much, sir.
I thank you, and you have a great Christmas season. You're listening to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and we're here to help you to get ready for the season. And one thing every week I mention it, but if you love mistletoe, there is a story about mistletoe in this week's newsletter. Now, if you don't get our newsletter, go to paulparent.com, click on newsletter, and put down your email address, and then submit it, and you'll start getting it next week. But while you're there, click on this past week's newsletter and read the story about the mistletoe and how it got to be the kissing plant for the holidays. Give it a try. Daniel, who's up next?
Next up, we've got Nancy from Massachusetts, and she's got a question about her rose bushes.
Nancy, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club, and Merry Christmas to you and your family.
Merry Christmas to you, too, dear. I have about 9 rose bushes in my yard, and it's right near the driveway. And I want to take them out and put them in back, because all the snow goes on it in the winter. And I know I've been, breaking them. And is there a way, can I do that in the spring sometime?
You could move them come spring, but what I would do now, go down to the garden center. And
okay.
I want you to buy 2 bags of mulch.
Okay.
And cover the roses with a big mound of bark mulch. And that
okay.
way when they push the snow on top of it, the rose bush is going to be protected with the bark mulch that's covering the plant.
Okay.
And then,
would you believe I still have one rose out there, and then new branches coming up with their buds on them?
It's unbelievable, isn't it? I mean, I live in Maine, and I have pansies showing color right now. That's how crazy the weather is.
God.
But in your case, today, while the weather is still good, get some bark mulch.
All right.
Make a little igloo-shaped mound around all of your roses, and
okay.
that way when they push the snow on it, it won't break the branches. And then in late March, dig them up and relocate them to a new garden.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.